Listen to my voice and feel its warmth as it flows into your mind.
So powerful.
Feel.
So powerful. So powerful.
Feel.
So powerful.
Look deep into my eyes. Look deep. Look deep. Baby, you are mine now.
Welcome to episode 52 of Erotic Hypnosis, Tales of Evelina. I am the hypnotic goddess, Mistress Evelina, and this week's episode features a story called If I Were a Carpenter, Part 1. The story was written in 2000 by my hypnoslave, and that is the date of the original copyright. This audio recording is copyright 2008, all rights reserved. For details, read my official copyright statement at hypnosis.st/podcasts/copyright. And of course, remember to visit my websites. Dominatrix.st is the place to go for live sessions with me, while hypnosis.st has all of my distance training options, such as telephone sessions, audio, and video recordings, so you can surrender to me from anywhere in the world. And now, if I were a carpenter. Bill Withers had been a carpenter for the last 15 years. He was only 33 years old, but had started apprenticing when he was just 18. He was in good shape, in fact, what some would consider handsome, but he had a few problems. He was egocentric and thought the world revolved around his thoughts, needs, and desires. This made him obnoxious. He was very vocal about both his personal importance and the fact that all women were stupid, but good to have around for him to fuck. This assured that today he would have problems. Big problems. Why today? Because he was on his way to do a remodeling job at the Miami dungeon of Mistress Evelina, a young, beautiful dominatrix who specialized in making arrogant men understand their true roles in life. Bill pulled his truck in front of the nondescript building and knocked on the door. It was 8 a.m. and Mistress Evelina had not scheduled any morning appointments due to the carpenter's arrival. She knew what she wanted done, how she wanted it done, and how much time and money it should take. Her first appointment would be at 8 that evening, and Bill would be done with the project and long gone before then. It even left her time to shower and change clothes before her appointment, so she opened the door and greeted the carpenter in her casual clothes. Of course, casual on the goddess looked very sexy. She was wearing a black t-shirt and jean shorts. Her lovely, well-muscled legs were visible to Bill, as were her feet, clad in white socks and running shoes. Around her neck was a fascinating yellow jade oriental pendant. She was around 5'4" tall and had the most beautiful face he had ever seen. Her eyes were deep and compelling, and in spite of the fact that she appeared to be in her early 20s, her eyes showed ageless wisdom and intellectual depth. Her body was firm and taut like a dancer, or a kickboxer. She was so incredibly beautiful, he gasped. Evelina sighed. She had this effect on every damn man who saw her. Now she needed to get him back to reality so he could do the repair work she had contracted. Snap out of it. She laughed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here to do some repair work. Is your husband or father around so I can explain it to them?
No. There's no man around here. I'm the boss for this job. Bill laughed in her face. She might have been beautiful, but no woman knew anything about the crafts.
Sorry, honey. I don't work for chicks, even sexy ones like you. Only a man could understand what I'm going to do. So maybe you could call a neighbor or relative so I could explain it to a male.
What a jerk, she thought to herself. I think you need to learn the true place of females in this world, my friend.
Oh, I do, lady, I do. A male's place is on top of a broad in every way.
Evelina's eyes burned with anger. Such arrogance from a mere male. She was an expert at martial arts and could have just knocked the asshole out, but an unconscious carpenter could not do the repair work she had scheduled for that day. And besides, it was so much more fun to mentally dominate assholes like this so they knew they were under her complete control and knew they could do nothing about it. She fumbled at the necklace she wore, a necklace which was yellow jade and depicted an Asian goddess, a goddess wearing a goddess, perfect symmetry. She appeared to be doing it nervously, but in reality, it was a studied movement she had utilized many times before. She moved the pendant up and down slowly, raising it first high near her neck, then lowering it into her seductive cleavage, up and down. Up and down. If Bill was anything, he was a male, and the slow motion of the jade figure drew his attention to her beautiful bosom, and his eyes locked onto the pendant as it disappeared, then reappeared from between her sensuous breasts. Evelina smiled a bit, knowing that Bill, as had many others, soon would fall under her powerful, erotic spell. No man could resist her. Softly, compellingly, she spoke to him as he watched the jade necklace. Oh, I see you like my charm. It is a jade carving of a very powerful Chinese goddess. She was a goddess of mercy, but legend has it, she could entrance and dominate men, and make them do anything she wanted. Wouldn't it be fun to be entranced and mesmerized by a goddess? Bill blinked a couple of times, hearing and yet not hearing what Evelina was saying to him. The jade goddess was so compelling, and seeing it moving up and down on the blonde's flawless white skin had him utterly fascinated. For some reason, he found it hard to form words, so he just nodded in agreement. But he wasn't sure exactly what he was agreeing to. Evelina's voice was penetrating into his subconscious, and he struggled to stop her words from becoming his thoughts. Keep watching it, my pet, as I raise the goddess, so she is beside my beautiful, hypnotic eyes. You can see both my eyes and the goddess, and you don't want to look away. Just keep looking at the goddess and my eyes. My eyes. My eyes, the eyes of a goddess, your goddess's eyes, deep into my eyes. You can't look away from your goddess's eyes, my eyes, deep into my eyes. Try as he might, Bill couldn't look away. Something about Evelina's eyes held his gaze, and he continued to stare deep into them as she spoke to him in her soft, compelling, mesmeric voice. The stunning young blonde moved her hands seductively, slowly, hypnotically in front of his eyes as she continued to capture his thoughts. She had discovered her hypnotic talents at a very young age and had continued to hone her skills, entrancing and enslaving those brave enough to volunteer or stupid enough to be caught unawares, by using her deep, controlling eyes and her soft, irresistible voice to dominate them. But Bill had become aware of what was happening, and was trying to shut his eyes or look away, anything to avoid being ensnared by this beautiful young woman. Evelina could see the fear in his eyes and noticed the twitching of his muscles as he tried to move, to escape her powerful gaze. "My poor little Bill. It's hopeless. You can't escape. Keep looking into my eyes and give up to the power of Evelina. Give up. I'm so strong. Too strong for you to resist. You can't fight me. Just give up. Give up. Quit fighting me and give up." She lifted her soft hands up to his temples and traced soft circles with her fingertips. It was as if all his will to resist was flowing into her tender hands as she continued to trace the tiny circles around and around. Her closeness, her erotic perfume, her voice, her eyes. She had become his entire world. "You must obey me, Bill. Give up." He nodded his head and tried to form words, but he could not. The blonde goddess smiled. "What did you say, Bill? I can't hear you."
"I surrender."
He slurred the word. "I know you do, my little male slave. All men surrender to me, if it is my will that they do so. Tell me again, what is a male's place?"
"Serving Goddess Evelina, as I do,"
he replied in a monotone. "Good. You learn quickly. Kneel down and kiss my foot. Show me you are now my slave." Bill fell to his knees and kissed the moist, sweaty cloth of her tennis shoes as she had commanded. He knew what he was doing was wrong, was humiliating, but he could no more resist her commands than he could ignore gravity. It was a natural law. Bill served Evelina. He turned his head up to look lovingly into his goddess's eyes, and she spat in his face. "Prick! No man can resist me. Tell you what, after you get done with the repairs, I'll show you what real servitude means. Not so arrogant now, are we, fucktoy?" He lowered his eyes and again stared at her feet.
"No, Goddess Evelina, no."
Bill spent the rest of the day repairing her dungeon exactly as she commanded, and then waited patiently, naked, in one of her closets until early evening, where she indeed taught him a lesson in obedience. Total, complete obedience.